Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek. Commissioner Brooks is absent this morning at a District Health Board meeting. Very important business there. All right, so if it's okay with you, Commissioner Van Beek, can we do the first and the last action item at the same time?
Yes, that makes sense.
The sheriff that if I didn't cut him loose early, I'd have to owe him coffee, and so I'm doing my best to expedite.
Yeah, very good.
All right, so Bosco, you want to enter the information? Have you reviewed the lease agreement, and are you good with that contract?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, legal has reviewed this. This is a lease that the sheriff's office enters into every year. It's one that we renew every year. Legal has no issues with it.
Okay, and we're continuing the use. There isn't any significant changes that way.
No, Mr. Chairman, there's no significant changes from our end. The lease, the billing that we oversee.
Okay, all right.
And Chairman, the only question I have, the amount we're leasing for is remained constant.
Is the what?
Has remained constant, yeah.
Commissioner Van Beek, Chairman, the same amount.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. And so, Chairman, I am in favor and support this, so I would move that the board signs the lease agreement with the Norman Family Trust as presented.
Okay, I would second that motion. So the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, so let's take on the last action item for this day's agenda and consider federal annual certification report and annual equitable sharing agreement. Oh boy, big words for such early in the morning.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, this is another standard agreement that the Sheriff's Office enters into annually. I'll let Sheriff Donahue explain it in more detail, but legal has no issues with the county entering into it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, this is an ongoing, as was stated by legal. Equitable sharing has to do with funds and or property equipment that that investigatorily our office, other offices may come across, and if there's funds seized in a drug case or property seized in a white-collar crime, any number of things that you can come up with, those fall into that category. We are required by law and by the courts to report that type of information in a very short time frame to other authorities, and then that is processed through the court system. And if the court, upon adjudication of those particular cases, if the court sees fit, then the court can award the investigation agencies. We could be one of those agencies, often are. The shares of that, say it's currency, say it's property by the court ordered to be sold, any number of scenarios, that is what is entailed in equitable sharing. And so we have agreements with the federal law enforcement partners, United States Attorney's Office, and of course all this overseen by our own Kennedy County Prosecuting Attorney's Office as well. So there's very high bar standards, sideboards, and terminology that we have to adhere to, very many parameters, so that we protect both the rights of the individual or entities and, of course, protect also the investigatory agencies.
Okay.
Chairman, this is an agreement that we've signed year over year, and so there's, as you've indicated, it's the opportunity to collect because there is an issuance of money for deals for people to go out in the community and then seize assets in the operations that you do. So this just allows the distribution of that back out to those agencies, if I understand what you've just said. Yeah. Okay. And I'm in favor of signing this as presented, Chairman. I appreciate from the documentation, this can't move forward without the signature of the board. So another partnership that I'm fully supportive.
Okay. I totally support it, so I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the federal annual certification report and annual equitable sharing agreement from the Sheriff's Office as presented.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Chairman Van Beek. We appreciate it. We will
Mamouze, all right. Exit stage left. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you being here.
Oscar, do you need these copies?
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so back in action. So the second agenda item is consider notice of public meeting to taxing districts. Is that what we are ready to deal with?
Good morning. I thought we'd done two.
We did first and last, so.
I know.
He's just eager to get us completed today. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Morning, Jennifer. How are you doing? Good. So we've reviewed this and we're ready to go.
Morning, Chairman.
Morning.
Yes, legal has reviewed this. We prepared it. We are ready to move forward on this project.
Okay. Oh, I see a stranger out in the gallery. So,
Chairman, I was wondering if he could come up. He was really the heavily involved in this agreement and how this works, and he really is the subject matter expert on how the 602 and N exemptions work. So we have interest in the community for how these are applied. And would you be able to speak to that today? Okay, that would be great for me, Chairman.
We've worked for quite a while with this organization to get established. They've met all the requirements that the county feels that are major thresholds to qualify for an exemption. And then I think they work really closely with the fire department, highway, and the city of Nampa. So I would imagine for the most part, they have their blessings also. So I don't feel that there'd be much resistance from the taxing authorities on the county granting this exemption.
Okay.
And then the terms of that are in the wherefore and also enumerated point by point throughout the document on what they're being granted and for how long. And the looks like the maximum on this is a 5-year, and at the end of 5 years, and that's not 100%, they would be fully back on the tax roll and contributing to the tax base.
And then we also put in a clause to protect everybody in the community if they don't meet all the requirements that they have agreed to, that there would be a recapture on the benefit of the taxes. So,
and I think that's an important point to make, because it isn't just that they would be exempt from taxes for a certain portion. If they don't meet the criteria that we've outlined, then they have to reimburse what would have been collected in that had they not been granted an exemption.
That's correct.
Yeah, and sure. So I think it benefits our community, Chairman. That wasn't that well explained. We've had the benefit of having the then Deputy Assessor Joe Cox be a part of that, and I think it's been a good program exemptions rolling on and off, because they do come off, and then the benefit to the community of having those jobs available that meet a rubric for pay and the ripple effect in the community, how that augments and supports us, is very important in the economic development side of things. So thank you for being here today. It's a pleasure to see you, and I'm in favor of this as presented.
I certainly am too, and this is this didn't just come up as a one single item of business this morning. It's come along through the process. So
yes, there's been a number of meetings.
I appreciate the process and
negotiations.
It helps clarify in my mind if this is a good thing for the county or not, and it's a good thing for the county.
So with that, Chairman, are you ready for a motion? I move that the board signs the resolution authorizing. I need to get on the right one here. And are we just noticing?
Yeah, we're authorizing the notice of a public meeting.
Thank you. That's my motion, Chairman, as presented.
All right. I would second that motion for the notice of a public meeting. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. So we're on for December 2nd. So thank you. Now, I suppose, Zach, we can deal with the third item. Let's see, it's the fourth item, isn't it?
Third item.
Third item. All right. So we're going to be action item, consider agreement for development impact fee and capital improvement plans with Trice Tischler Bice.
Tischler Bice. Yes, Chair.
Easy for me to say. All right. Okay. All right. Where are we at with this?
So, Chair and the Board, at the start, when I first got here, one of the big priorities was updating our impact fees and coming up with the capital improvements plan for the county. And so this is the initiation of that. So in this, we're going to get our impact fees updated and understood of how we can utilize them and how we can collect them. After that, we're also going to develop a capital improvements plan, identifying deficiencies within the county and figuring out where we can put those dollars to help upgrade the county, per se, to a level of service that meets the need within the county. And so this contract before you is solidifying that. We chose Tischler Bice. They worked with the ambulance district to get their impact fees through, as well as they've done a lot of work throughout the Treasure Valley.
Chairman.
Yes.
And with that, thank you for moving that project forward. I know that you're involved with particularly maybe NAMPA and the ambulance district in getting those capital improvement programs. And just to reassure, the committee for the impact fee for the county is in place and functioning. Mm-hmm. And then this agreement will be, as you've stated, an analysis for the four areas that the county is allowed to collect impact fees: the coroner, the sheriff, the parks, and the other one escapes me, but we're looking at all four of the, thank you, all four of those, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for that, Chairman. I appreciate Director Williams' work on this, and I am in favor of engaging with Tischler Bice. They have a history, and that's enumerated in the document that's been provided, how many different agencies and entities they've worked with in to get those impact fees in place.
Chair.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah. Mr. Chair, on this one, the amount on the contract actually has been budgeted, and it's in constituent services budget for this amount.
Mm-hmm. And Chair, I might also add, for the impact fees itself, we've set up the DIFAC committee for kind of like, I guess, the county and the way we want to collect the impact fees. We are currently working through all the other agencies, like the NAMPA Fire District, et cetera, to update theirs. And so this specific contract is solely for Canyon County, so we can get our impact fees up to par and actually start utilizing them.
So for the public, this is one step of many, and mm-hmm. it's a necessary and due to state statute, we have to get a qualified firm to be able to do this for us, and it just made economic sense to hire a firm that's already doing quite a bit of business already in this type of research in Canyon County. So I think we're making our tax dollars go as far as we can, and this firm to date has had a good reputation of doing quality work, and I have no reservation with entering into a contract with them for that. And this is some of the work that currently Clerk Hogebaum started when he was in constituent services, and we are so blessed that Aaron Williams can pick this up and continue on with it rather than having to hire out or hire a different employee to
right.
doing these impact fee, pursuing those.
And Chairman, we do have a representative from the auditor's office. It'll be a great partnership again in Canyon County because Clerk Hogebaum's whole idea is to partner together. And so thank you for being here. It'll be important how those impact fees, they're going to be touched by the auditor's office. And when Clerk Hogebaum was the chief of staff for NAMPA, they had their impact fee process down to about 6 months. It's only taken us 6 years so far. So we're hoping to shorten that time frame. But again, great work and thank you. And are you ready for a motion, Chairman? Okay. I move that the board signs the agreement for development impact fee and capital improvement plans with Tischler Bice Incorporated as presented.
And just one nuance in between. So, Zach, we did have this reviewed by you, and legal has no issues with the contract.
Chairman, this is a contract that we've prepared working with Director Williams. The it is exempt from the procurement process because it's a personal services agreement. We've laid that exemption out in the contract. It's capped
at the maximum amount of their proposal, which is approximately $85,000. The work will be billed monthly according to the work that's performed with a 5% retainage. And that you'll see on the last page, page 18 of their proposal, how it is broken down by particular project type and how those will proceed. And so that those are the nuts and bolts of it. Beyond that, it is in the same format as our standard independent contractor agreement.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your review and your explanation of that. So motion's been made. Are you good with that?
I am good with that.
So I'll second that motion, and I'm looking forward to this. This is long needed, and we're glad this is getting to get going. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right.
And Chairman, yes. May I just say thank you, Larry Olmstead, for staying on that trail. So
yes. Yes. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it. Okay. The next one item is an action item, consider resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes on property transferred to Highway District Number 4.
Chairman, Commissioner, we have already addressed this a couple times on the record.
Yes.
$580. Either the county could pay itself or we could move forward with this resolution.
Well, I thought it'd be fun just to mess with the treasurer to pay ourselves, but then I thought I wouldn't want that done to me, so. So you're good, Jennifer, not to pay yourself and go through all of this?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Majority of his tax deed fees.
Yeah.
Over $500 is all tax deeds.
Okay. All right.
Our amounts are very minimal.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Our Trent McRae did leave off the 38 cents. There's 38, 5, just to be accurate. So I'm in favor of this. This made sense, and he's correct that we have had this discussion on the public record about what this means. It's a small parcel of property that's 0.04 acres. So in the grand scheme of things, let's get this where it belongs. And Chairman, I'm in favor of doing this. And are you ready for a motion?
I am.
I move that the board signs the resolution authorizing the cancellation of taxes on property transferred to the Highway District as presented. It's on parcel R344-82012, which is 0.04 of an acre.
Okay, but who's counting?
Right? Who's counting?
And Fields reviewed all of this, and we're good to go.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, motion's been made. I would gladly second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Okay, and that's what's on our action items. I do know that we were hoping to have HR here this morning. She's has a conflict, and also Chairman Brooks is not here. There's an important update that we need to be given by legal, and so I would make a motion that we would continue legal staff update at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'd make that motion. Is there any discussion?
I'm in favor. I think it's important. Commissioner Brooks is here. I second.
Okay. All right. I guess we didn't ask legal. Are you guys available? Somebody available at 4 o'clock? Oh, that even cements the deal. All right. Motion's been made. I would second the motion for continuance at 4. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So let that show on the agenda that we will continue this then at 4 o'clock on that item. Is there any other items that we could deal with during this time slot? We're good? Okay. All right. All right. So if there's not any more business, I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we'll be adjourned till our next agenda item. Thank you.
Okay.